Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to the show today. You are listening to the Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show, and you are listening to America's best and most listened to fitness radio show with over 5 million listens and creeping upon 6. So thank you very much for listening to the show today, and I am your host, Curtis Harwell. if you'd like to participate in the show, you can get me at Facebook, you can get me at Twitter, and you can get me on Facebook at Curtis Harwell or Curtis Harwell Fit, or you can get me at Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show. On Twitter, you can get me at Curtis Harwell BB for Bodybuilder. If you'd like to call into the radio show, telephone number is 347-850-8748. We are videotaping all of our shows now for YouTube. So I'm sorry, YouTube listeners, all of the shows are pre-recorded. This show will be on YouTube in about 10 minutes after the show. So I do apologize you can't call into the show, but if you wanted to go ahead and text and or send messages through Facebook and Twitter, you can as you're watching the show, and then I can respond to your messages later. Also, if you'd like to contact me personally with questions, you can get me at Curtis@CurtisHarwellFit.com, and I appreciate all of the requests and all of the questions that I get there, and I get so many during a week, sometimes it's hard to keep up. Today's advertisers are Titan Fitnesswear. You can get Titan Fitnesswear at www.titanfitnesswear.com. Tank tops, t-shirts, hoodies, all kinds of goodies, great logos, terrific prices. Everything is in stock in all sizes, all colors. So head on over there, pick out whatever you like. Great prices. Nobody's going to beat the prices over there, and terrific colors too, and fast shipping. So normally, if you get your order in today, it's either shipped today or tomorrow. So it's really quick shipping and a really terrific product. Our other sponsor today is Michelle's Magic Morsels, terrific protein cookies. And I got to tell you, you know, Michelle, who is my guest host on Fridays for our bodybuilding and fitness show on Fridays, she puts all kinds of good old-fashioned bodybuilding energy into those cookies and the taste. So you can check out Michelle's website or Michelle's Magic Morsels. You can check her website out at michellesmagicmorsels.com. All kinds of flavors. You can use these for meal replacements. Absolutely fantastic. I have them myself. I have to say they're crack cocaine for me, so Michelle keeps sending them. Also, if you mention this show, you will get free three cookies if you mention that you listen to the show, whether it's on YouTube or live on the radio. So head on over to Michelle's website and Michelle's Magic Morsels, and check out the cookies. And then also check out the great show that we have on Friday with Michelle and myself talking about the ins and outs of bodybuilding, fitness, health. We have guests. This week's guest, we're going to have Bob Johnson on. Bob Johnson is the president of a new fitness and health and bodybuilding organization, the GBO. Please head on over to the show on Friday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time to listen to Bob, Michelle, and myself talk everything good about his organization and things that he wants to add that maybe we don't have today. So those are things that we're going to talk about. Now, today we're going to have another terrific show. In today's show, I'm going to discuss the many different ways that you can boost your metabolism. The metabolism is one of those dreaded things that we have that regulates our energy level, regulates our sleeping patterns, regulates body temperature. It regulates whether or not you're going to be able to put on muscle mass, whether you're putting on fat, whether you're going to be able to lose body fat. The metabolism basically runs everything, and accordingly how you feel. So I'm going to have a terrific show on that today. Now, I do want to start out the show because there's so many people out there that have problems with their thyroid. And some believe that they're having thyroid issues, and they really aren't having thyroid issues. But if you think that you're having thyroid issues, and no matter how hard you have done to clean up your diet and exercise and do all the right things, cut the calories, all of those things, and you still haven't been able to reduce your body fat, please consult your physician so he or she can do the proper blood test on you to find out where your thyroid numbers are. And if you should be on medication, get on medication. I kind of have some experience with the thyroid issue. My thyroid no longer functions. My thyroid has not functioned for many years, partly through a childhood accident that I had, and then through the years of taking metabolism boosters to help increase my metabolism through my cutting phases, getting ready for shows. And I've been doing this since I was 13 years old, and I've done more shows than I don't even want to say how many shows I've done over the years. But it's a lot of shows, and I will honestly tell you, it has taken effect. It has taken an effect on my thyroid. So my thyroid no longer operates. So for many years I've been taking Synthroid, and I have to take it every day. So you don't need to be one of those individuals if you're currently competitive, and really take care and watch the amounts of things that you take to help speed up your metabolism, boost your thyroid, your adrenal system, because I tell you, it will take a toll on you eventually at some point in time. Many people that I know that are competitive have the same issue that I have and worse, and I've been one of the lucky ones. I've been able to have very good endocrinologists to work with me and be able to sustain a good and healthy lifestyle and still be able to be competitive and cut and get ready for shows and stay healthy and not have problems about carrying too much body fat because my metabolism isn't working due to my thyroid. So, talk to your doctor about that. Now, again, we're just going to cover thyroid real quickly, just for you folks that are having thyroid issues, or if you think that you're having thyroid issues. Now, when thyroid symptoms, the symptoms of having a bad thyroid would be things like fatigue, difficulty losing body fat, or even continued weight gain may all be related to a drop in the metabolism that frequently accompanies what's called hypothyroidism. Hyper means high, and then hypo means low. So those are two different situations. Now, even after your hypothyroidism is properly treated with thyroid hormone replacement, if that's what's needed, you may also find out that your metabolism hasn't bounced back where it was before you started having a problem. So there is no guarantee that even while you're taking the thyroid medication that you're going to feel really good right away. It took me nearly 5 years before I could get my numbers under control when I was feeling pretty well. But even that being said, I still had to make sure that I had to do all of the supplements that I needed to do to make sure, ensure that my metabolism stayed up, okay? Now, and I will tell you, you know, that sluggishness that you feel in your metabolism, it can make you feel exhausted all of the time. And you find that you can't lose any body fat no matter how hard you try. And this is even despite a healthy low-calorie diet. So the thyroid is just very, very, very important. Now, I'm going to give you a few ways for you folks with the thyroid. Even if you're taking medication, you need to look at these items that I'm going to tell you to look at to help boost your metabolism, even if you're on medication, okay? Now, you got to absolutely make sure that you eat breakfast, okay? If you don't eat breakfast, you slow down your metabolism and send the body into a hoard mode. And hoard mode is where the body wants to start storing body fat for survival, okay? And it does this because it's thinking it's starving because you're going a long period of time, frequently anywhere from 8 to 10 hours or more without feeding the body food. So the body will go into what's called a hoard mode, and it will actually start storing body fat. So even if you're not eating enough calories to maintain your body weight, you can still get fatter. I know it sounds crazy, but it's the absolute truth. When it comes to calories, it's just not necessarily calories in, calories out, okay? Now, we're talking about folks with thyroid issues. You should eat the majority of your food early in the day, okay? You folks with thyroid issues, your dinner should be the lightest meal of the day, okay? And many experts, and including myself, I don't recommend eating anything after 8 p.m. if you have a thyroid issue, okay? Another reason that is so important is most people take their thyroid medication in the morning. You want to make sure when you take your thyroid medication, you take it on an empty stomach for at least 30 minutes, okay? And if you don't, if you have to eat after 8 p.m., don't eat anything, sooner than 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed, okay, please. This helps your body process and burn the food when you're aware of moving around and burning more calories per hour. So you want to burn the calories that you ate earlier in the day. So the calories that you put in your system after 8 o'clock, your body's not going to probably use those for good calories. Those calories may be going straight to fat. And remember, we're talking about people right now with thyroid issues. Another good thing is don't starve yourself. If you drop your calorie intake, I'm telling you, below 1,000 calories a day, this will absolutely signal to your body that you're in starvation mode, hoard mode, and will slow down your metabolism to a complete halt. Okay, now this is not only for people with thyroid issues, this is people without thyroid issues. But folks, you with thyroid issues, this is even more important for you. Don't ever, I don't care who you go to, unless it's a life-threatening situation and you're morbidly obese and you're absolutely under doctor care, do not go below 1,000 calories per day. My magic number is all, for me personally, I think, and the people that I work with, I think it's important to stay away from anything less than 1,300 calories. For me, that's the magic number that you can sustain enough calories to at least operate your metabolic rate throughout the entire day. 1,300 for me, but absolutely never go below 1,000, okay? And again, this will slow your metabolism down to a halt. Now, again, remember, we're talking about people with hypothyroid, low thyroid issues. Okay, here's another one. Normally, we recommend 5 to 6 meals per day, snacks in between to include the part of the six. Folks with hypothyroid, minimize snacking. Minimize it, okay? Concentrate on the 3 major meals per day and minimize snacking. Because contrary to popular belief and opinion, for thyroid patients, it may be better again to keep yourself at 3 scheduled meals per day and avoid snacks. Now, this allows the body to go into fat-burning mode, okay? Now, again, these are for folks with hypothyroid issues, okay? And very, very important to minimize your snacking, concentrate on the 3 meals per day, and each meal throughout the day should be smaller. The dinner should be the smallest meal of the day. Breakfast is the largest meal of the day. Try not to eat after 8 p.m. or at least 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed, okay? Get plenty of aerobic exercise, and this means exercise with oxygen. As much as you can is really a help for your metabolism is what it is. And if you do it in the morning, you'll raise your metabolism all day, absolutely all day. Now, so aerobics are very good. High-intensity interval training, absolutely fantastic. You can do 20 minutes of this. You can do a minute on, minute off, minute on, minute off. You can do 2 minutes on, 2 minutes off, however you want to work it. Keep your heart rate 75-80% of its max, and 20 minutes is all you need. But you need to get this aerobic exercise. And keep in mind, you should be getting about 150 minutes at least of exercise, of this exercise per week. Build muscle. Do muscle weight training or a resistance exercise. Absolutely a must. And do this at least 2 to 3 times per week. And you should continue to add weight. Be progressive as you get stronger. Add more weight. Don't just keep lifting the same weight and just increasing the reps. Increase the weight as you progressively get better. Okay, and muscle burns more calories than fat. Fat burns no calories. Only muscle burns fat. Okay, and the more muscles you have, the more calories you burn. And that is even when you're at rest, when you're sleeping, when you're walking, when you're sitting at your desk. The more muscle you have, I'm not talking about being Phil Heath or Kai Greene, you know, big, huge bodybuilders. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being lean and mean. And the more muscle that you have on your body, the more fit that muscle is, the more calories you burn. Fat does not burn calories. So let me tell you, when you're walking, when you're looking in the mirror, when you're shaking and when you're running, if it's flabby, it's fat, okay? If it's flabby, it's fat. And then water, water, water. Drink as much water as you can. I usually try to tell people in ounces, drink at least. You know, the old adage of 8 glasses of water is out the door. You need to be drinking at least half of your body weight in ounces in water. So water, water, water. Whenever you can drink it, drink it. And water helps the energy process of the metabolism, because the metabolism needs water for itself to operate effectively. So water, water, water. B vitamins. Get all of the B vitamins. Because the B vitamins involve your metabolism and your energy system. If you're suffering from, let's say, low energy, you need to make sure that you're getting enough B vitamins, especially B12, okay? It is in particular one of the most important B vitamins for energy. To make sure that you're getting enough B vitamins, you can take a B complex. vitamin every day, plus a separate B12 if you want to. And you can take this sublingual or under your tongue. Okay, but B12, B12, B12. And another important vitamin for fatigue is vitamin B1, okay? And this is also known as thiamine. So if you go buy your vitamins on the bottle, sometimes it'll say B1 and then thiamine under it. Sometimes it'll just say thiamine. B1 is thiamine, okay? And then try supplements for your fatigue, okay? Great supplements for fatigue is coenzyme Q10, okay? Or they call it CoQ10. It supplies energy to the muscle cells. I take two of those days, 600 milligrams a day of CoQ10. So take CoQ10. NADH, which is niacinamide, make sure you take that, which helps. This helps convert food to energy. And then another great one is green tea. Most all of us are drinking green tea. If you want to take green tea tablet supplements, go ahead and do it. The green tea works great too. And there's all kinds of Chinese herbs out there that are great for your metabolism. So you want to do everything that you can when you have a hypothyroid issue to work with your metabolism. And always remember to check with your practitioner, your doctor, before starting any herbs or supplements, okay? Absolutely want to make that clear. Talk to your practitioner before you start any of this, because you may have other outstanding health issues or other medications that you're on. To make sure any of these things, anything that you want to start new, talk to your practitioner and doctor first before you do anything, okay? Now, so now let's get into real quick, okay, the metabolism is responsible for converting food to energy for the body, okay? And your age and your gender and body size, all of those things contribute to your unique basal metabolic rate, or BMR, okay? Now, your BMR is the minimum number of calories, as I expressed here before about the 1,300 calories. Your BMR is the minimum number of calories your body needs to sustain life while it's in a resting state. So that number only is to regulate your body system. It doesn't have to do anything with you walking down the street, going to work, driving your car, doing your exercise. It doesn't include any of those calories that you'd be burning up in the day for activity and or exercise, okay? Now, this rate accounts for well over 50% of the calories you burn each day. Okay. Now, a few alterations in diet and lifestyle may help boost your metabolism because you have this knowledge. And again, we talked about aerobic exercise is going to be absolutely terrific. You need to do that. And you can boost your metabolism by performing physical activity for at least 30 minutes most days of the week. If you're doing high intensity interval training, 20 minutes work. But look at around 30 minutes. And you're talking about jogging, brisk walking. Now, when I say brisk walking, you know, if you're 70, 80 years old, brisk walking works. I got to tell you, when you're younger, brisk walking does nothing for your fitness level. It's an activity, it's not an exercise. So you need to do exercise that is regulated by your heart rate. So you're looking anywhere from 70 to 85% of your max while you're working out. If you're doing a brisk walk and it's you're at 50, 60%, you're doing an activity. You're not doing an exercise. So all of these things will increase the body's need for the number of calories that you burn, and help to prevent fat gain, okay? Keep moving. Keep moving. Change your daily habits. Use stairs instead of elevator. When you go to the grocery store and start, instead of getting the closest parking spot, get the farthest parking spot or somewhere in the middle. Increase your activity every day. try to get hobbies that are active, such as hiking, if you like hiking. And hiking, you know, can help your fitness, and it is an activity, but it also can be a hobby, okay? But such as things like gardening, climbing the stairs, you know, if you stand up while you're using the telephone, working at, if you're at work, if you don't have to sit down, stand up for a few minutes. All of these little things will help the activity level in your life, and you burn more calories. So keep moving. You know, don't be that couch potato all day. If you're moving, you're burning fat. If you're moving, you're burning calories. But you're doing something to help elevate your metabolism, which is so important. And lifting weights, again, is very, very, very important. 2 to 3 times a week at least, you know, doing it just for 20 minutes can help increase your resting metabolism. So get in the gym, half hour, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, hit the weights. If you don't know what you're doing, get a trainer, get someone who knows what they're doing. Sit down, pre-interview with that trainer. If they can't help you with your goals or you don't feel comfortable with them, you move on to someone else who will, because these are a trainer is a person who is going to make a difference in your life. And when I say make a difference in your life, they can change the quality of your life, and they can also change the length of your life. So very important to pick a great trainer. And again, resistance training is a terrific way to jumpstart a sluggish metabolism. And again, I say 2 to 4 times a week, and at least bare minimum 20 minutes. And these things are going to help get your muscles fit, get you stronger, put on a little bit of muscle. In turn, you're going to burn more calories, burn more fat, and a better metabolism. And again, we talked about breakfast with the hypothyroidism. You got to say yes to breakfast. You got to eat breakfast. At all costs, you got to eat breakfast. If you have to get up 30 minutes earlier from your sleep so you can start out a great day to go to work, if it's a choice between not having breakfast and having breakfast, get up earlier and make breakfast. Do meal planning. Do your breakfast the day before. Lots of different things that you can do. If you email me, I can give you some suggestions on breakfast that you can use for a quick breakfast. Again, don't starve yourself. If you starve yourself and you don't have food between 8 to 10 hours, your body goes into hoarding mode or what we call starvation mode, and it will start storing body fat. So stay away from getting hungry. Eat healthy foods, leafy green vegetables, tomatoes, all good. Try to make as many good food choices as you can. Eating a nutritious diet that has plenty of fiber and limited amounts of sugar can help improve your metabolism vastly. So please do that. Good food choices include things like whole grains, fish, dark green leafy vegetables, blueberries, tomatoes, strawberries, you know, whole fruits, things with their fiber. Stay away from juices. Juices have no fiber. It's basically juice with sugar. So stay away from those. High fiber, pasta. Go with the whole grain pastas. All of those are absolutely fantastic to eat. Again, no sugar. Try to stay away from sugar as much as you can. And then when you eat sugar, just know you throw your metabolic switch into fat storage mode when you eat sugar. So sugar, no. Okay? And high blood sugar levels then lead to increased levels of insulin. And now we're talking about diabetes. And you can spice things up, chili powders, all of, things like that. Those will help increase your body weight. Again, water, whether you're hypothyroid or just trying to increase your metabolism. Lastly, sleep. Get as much sleep as you can. Please get at least 7 hours sleep per day. When you don't get enough sleep, you may feel hungry even when you're full. So sleep. Well, everybody, I hope the show helped you today and helps increase your metabolism. Everybody have a fantastic day out there, And we'll be back later this week for more shows, and we'll see you on Friday with Michelle and Brent, and we'll also have Bob Johnson on the show. Have a fantastic day.